Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Outcasts of Order by L. E. Modisett, Jr., narrated by Kirby Hayborn. 1. Belter sat bolt upright in the dark, sweating and shivering, the echo of thunder in his ears so loud that it took a moment before he could hear the pelting of heavy raindrops on the split slate roof. Even so, he first wondered where he was, before realizing he was in his bed in Athol and Meldrin's house. Except Athol is dead, because you couldn't save him. Belcher took a deep breath. He knew, honestly knew, that he'd done everything in his power to try to save Athol, and it hadn't been enough. It might not have been enough if he'd been almost beside Athol, or you both might have died. But he'd been where he'd been, and Athol had been where he had been, and from 50 yards away Belter had only been able to contain the chaos of the Galassian mage, but he hadn't had enough power from that distance to also protect Athol, when the order of Athol's shields had meshed with the chaos of the Galassian's shields. He could still see that awful moment when that mixed order and chaos had destroyed both Athol and the White Mage, and nothing was going to change what had already happened. With that realization, one that he had experienced more mornings than not over the 2 8-days that had passed since the defeat of the Galassian invaders, he slowly rolled into a sitting position with his legs over the side of the bed. Dark as it seemed,